Saskatoon. Saskatchewan Teachers Federation have given notice of the rotating withdrawal of more noon-hour supervision on Monday, March 18 and Tuesday, March 19. According to the news release from STF, withdrawal of noon-hour supervision on March 18 will involve teachers in the following locations. Northeast Teachers Association, all schools in Northeast School Division. Prairie Spirit Teachers Association, all schools in Prairie Spirit School Division. Regina Catholic Schools Teachers Association, all schools in Regina Catholic Schools Division. Withdrawal of noon-hour supervision on March 19 will involve teachers in the following areas. Christ the Teacher Teachers Association, all schools in Christ the Teacher Catholic School Division. Good Spirit Teachers Association, all schools in Good Spirit School Division. Île-à-la-Crosse Teachers Association, all schools in Île-à-la-Crosse School Division. Northern Area Teachers Association, all schools in Northern Lights School Division. Prairie South Teachers Association, all schools in Prairie South School Division. Southeast Cornerstone Teachers Association, all schools in Southeast Cornerstone School Division. Sunwest Teachers Association, all schools in Sunwest School Division. Tri-West Teachers Association, all schools in Living Sky and Light of Christ Catholic School Divisions and Sakawiyu High School, North Battleford. The latest news comes on the heels of the province saying no to the offer from STF this week to have the issue of class size and complexity dealt with through binding arbitration. Education Minister Jeremy Cockrell said in the legislature Thursday that the province had been very clear in previous instances that there is no reason to go to binding arbitration. The fact that we've only had half an hour at the bargaining table with the STF leadership over the last 5 months, that's not acceptable, Mr. Speaker. In speaking to reporters Thursday, Premier Scott Moe said, binding arbitration is not a consideration that the government's looking at this point in time. What we would like, and would ask, is that STF return to the table. Let's find a resolution to this. In the wake of this decision, STF has threatened even more job action for next week, which could put in jeopardy upcoming events such as the Hoopla tournament. In their statement Friday, STF said the following. The STF is disappointed that Education Minister Jeremy Cockrell has rejected the Federation's invitation to take part in binding arbitration on the issue of class size and complexity. The minister continues to insist this issue cannot be part of a provincial collective bargaining agreement. However, a conciliator's report released in January validated teachers' position that class size and complexity can be articles for negotiation as they relate to teachers' working conditions. Any issue can be sent to binding arbitration as long as both sides agree to the process. Government's refusal to participate in arbitration means, regrettably, that job action will continue.